This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, thank you, and welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz with you. Is it really possible to know God? Now, that's a question I think we need to ask. In fact, I would say it's probably one of the most important questions that you'll ever ask. Is it possible to know God? And some people respond to that question saying, look, I go to church most Sundays, or at least Easter and Christmas, I go to church. But that's not really answering the question. You can attend church on Sunday and never meet with God. Now, I've heard people say, I know God in my own way, and no one's going to tell me anything about him that I don't already know. And perhaps what they mean by that is they went to Sunday school, or they might have gone to a church school, and they feel that they've got enough knowledge of him not to be too worried anymore. But would you go back to your doctor and say, I know the practice of medicine in my own way, and nobody is going to tell me about medicine that I don't already know? I think that's a pretty unwise thing to do, unless you've been to a medical school or university about medical things. Well, it's the same thing about knowing God. We need to open our minds and hearts and be aware of what is around us and to be open to what God is saying. And when the Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Philippi, he was Paul in prison facing a very bleak future. And he said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It's God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for God's good. And I'm reading there from Philippians 2, verse 12 to 13. Now, he didn't intend this as a sort of a license to do whatever he wanted, but he was, I think, encouraging us to actively engage in a lifelong process of learning about God and what God wants from us. After all, is there anything that's more important than this? I don't think there is. Finding out who God is, what God is like, and what's he saying. I also like what Paul said in Romans 12 too, and there's one translation, the Message translation, that says this: don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit in without thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. It was St. Augustine who said that everyone has a God-shaped vacuum in their lives, but of course something went wrong, didn't it? And we know that to be called sin. In Genesis 3 in the Old Testament, we have this picture of Adam and Eve in a beautiful garden in the cool of the day. What were they doing? They were hiding from God, we're told. And because of sin, they hid from God, and the fellowship that they had with him was no longer anything they wanted. And I think it's true that we've been hiding from God ever since. And some of us believe that if you acquire possessions, that you'll be much happier, that you'll have more pleasure in life if you've got lots of things, or maybe prestige and power are important to you. And if you have those things, you'll fill that hole that's sort of in our heart somewhere. But I still maintain that knowing God is the most worthy pursuit of our entire lives. In fact, there is no more worthy goal than that. Now, I did mention Paul. Now, think about this man. Paul, or he was known as Saul, his life was totally transformed when he met Jesus one day on the Damascus Road. He did everything right according to the religious laws. He was born to a good family. And he was what you'd call a fanatic. He was a religious expert. And he was also a Pharisee. One of the requirements to be a Pharisee was that you had to learn the first five books of the Bible. So Paul really had it made. He was the best. He was zealous for the law, the traditions of the Jews. But do you know, how could someone like him do a complete turnaround? For he said, all those things that I might count as profit, I now reckon as loss for the sake of Christ. That's Philippians 3, verse 7. And he goes on, not only those things, I reckon everything as complete loss for the sake of what is so much more valuable, the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord. For his sake, Paul said, I've thrown everything away, and I consider it all mere garbage, so that I can gain Christ. So that's a remarkable statement. He was sweeping away all his credentials and success into the garbage can, and he said all that he achieved was nothing compared with knowing God through Jesus Christ. And so, do you want to know God? Accept Jesus into your life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for these truths, and how wonderful it is, Lord, to know that we can know you through Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.